It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm doing great. How are you, Aisha?
I am doing very well on these hot summer days. Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Evan Kalish of Bayside, New York. I said, take a child's game in 8 letters, change the 6th letter to a CH, and phonetically, you'll get a popular animated children's character. What's the game and the character? And the game is peekaboo. Change the B to a CH, and phonetically, you get Pikachu.
Yeah, my son loves Pokemon, so that is when we had a lot of Pikachus for a long time. There were more than 950 correct entries, so probably a lot of Pokemon and Peekaboo fans out there. This week's winner is Travis DiNicola of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Congratulations, Travis.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so pleased to be on the show.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
You know, I've been playing it almost 3 decades, but I actually used to host an arts talk show on WFYI Public Radio in Indianapolis. And so during that time when I was an employee, I couldn't submit. So I only started submitting the puzzle when my wife Michelle and I moved to Harrisburg about 9 years ago. And I play with my parents every weekend and try to submit every week.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. So you're in the public media family.
I am. Thank you.
Yes,
yeah.
That is wonderful. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a nonprofit fundraiser, and I love to play pickleball and fish and take care of our 8 cats with my wife. So, yeah, that keeps us busy.
That's a full-time job right there.
That is a full-time job. So this must be a nice little break for you.
It is.
So, Travis, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Ready as I ever be, right?
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Travis and Aisha. Every answer today is the name of a famous person or thing in which the last 2 letters of the first half are the same as the first 2 letters of the last. For example, if I said star of TV's Murder, She Wrote, you would say Angela Lansbury, because Angela ends in L.A. and L.A. starts Lansbury.
Okay.
Here's number 1. Composer of Rhapsody in Blue and An American in Paris.
George Gershwin.
Good job. Spanish opera singer who was one of the 3 tenors.
That one. Aisha, do you know that one?
I don't know opera. I know Pavarotti, but I don't
think
he's not
Spanish. The one.
Who was the other ones in there?
Pablo Domingo?
Domingo is right. I'll tell you, it's Placido Domingo.
Placido,
oh,
that's
Placido.
It.
Placido. Well, you got close. You got close, though, and I was no help on that one.
Try this. Singer nicknamed Mr. Las Vegas on account of his long residency there.
Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton?
Wayne Newton, good job. Nickname for Delaware on account of its order in ratifying the Constitution.
Ooh, the first state?
That's it. Baseball program for kids.
Little League?
That's it. Okay, fill in the blank. Old blank. It's a large canine breed, and it's from the country where London is.
Yes, sir. Okay. English setter.
Setter. No, because it's got to be with an SH.
Oh, English Shepherd.
Shepherd.
Exactly. Old English sheepdog, actually.
Sheepdog.
Sheepdog. Oh,
Shepherd,
geez.
Sheep. We was close.
So close. Try this. The symbol for our neighbor in the north.
Oh, maple leaf.
That's it. And July 1st, where our neighbor to the north celebrates its independence.
Canada Day.
That's it. French composer of nocturnes and prelude to the afternoon of a faun.
Oh.
Our initials are CD.
Oh, Claude.
Yes.
Debussy.
Good job. Here's your last one. New York locale where many immigrants arrived in the 19th century.
Island.
Yes.
Yes. It was the, it starts with the E.
Yes.
You know the one? Island. Ellis Island.
Ellis Island. That's it.
Oh,
thanks,
my
Aisha.
Gosh.
Good job. That was a good 2-person puzzle.
This was tougher than you think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. But you did an excellent job, because I would have been sitting here just in silence the whole time. So I'm so grateful to you. How do you feel?
Well, as they all say, I feel relieved. And a bit proud.
Yes, you should be. You should be. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Travis, what member station do you listen to?
I am a member and volunteer at WITF.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's Travis DiNicola of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Bob Weiss. Take the first and last names of a famous film director, drop the last six letters of his name, and rearrange what remains. You'll get the name of a major film award for which this director has been nominated six times. Who is he and what is the award? So again, a famous film director, first and last names, drop the last six letters of this string, and rearrange what remains, you'll get the name of a major film award for which this director has been nominated six times. Who is the director and what is the award?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your answer. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, June 26th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Short. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.